SpaceX 的股价较最高价已经腰斩了。
SpaceX's stock price has plummeted.
昨天晚上最低摸到了110.85美元了。
Last night, the lowest I saw was 110.85 USD.
而就在一个月前的6月16号
And just one month ago, on June 16th,
它曾经最高摸到225.64美元。
It once reached a high of $225.64.
短短的一个多月
In just over a month.
一半没了。上礼拜
Half of it was gone last week.
在我评论区里嘴硬的人我就不点名了。
I won't name anyone in my comment section who is being stubborn.
我想问问你们现在还好吗
I would like to ask you how are you doing now?
最近跌的还不只有 SpaceX 啊。
Besides SpaceX, many other companies have also fallen recently.
特斯拉也跌得不少。
Tesla also fell a lot.
那么有多少人是因为火星梦买的这两家公司呢
?How many people bought these two companies because of the Mars dream?
今儿不说股票啊。
Actually, it's not about stocks.
刚才说的呢也只是陈述了一下事实。
What I just said was merely stating the facts.
而并不构成任何的荐股或者投资建议啊。
This does not constitute any investment or trading advice.
今天咱们就聊聊火星基地的可行性。
Today, let's talk about the feasibility of a Mars base.
先一句话总结。
In one sentence, summarize.
即便能去火星了
Even if we can go to Mars
给我多少钱
How much is it?
我都不带去的
I was never invited
先介绍一下火星的基础信息吧
Let's start by introducing some basic information about Mars
火星是太阳系的第四颗行星
Mars is the fourth planet in the solar system
它的公转周期是687个地球日
Its orbital period is 687 Earth days.
差一点两年公转一圈。
Approximately 2 years to complete one orbit.
自转周期和地球非常接近，24个半小时。
The rotation period and the Earth are very close to 24 hours.
火星的直径大约是地球的一半。
Mars has a diameter that is about half the size of Earth's.
质量只有地球的11%。
Quality is only 11% of the Earth's.
所以它的重力也比较小。
Therefore, its gravity is also relatively small.
只有地球的38%。
Only 38% of the Earth.
火星的大气层比较稀薄。
The Martian atmosphere is relatively thin.
一个是因为它引力小。
One is because it has a small gravitational force.
吸不住空气。
Can't hold my breath.
第二个呢
?The second one.
就是因为火星是没有磁场的。
Because Mars has no magnetic field.
地球的磁场就像一个防护罩一样。
The Earth's magnetic field is like a protective shield.
可以把太阳风偏转。
Can deflect the solar wind.
而火星就没有，从太阳发出来的高能带电粒子就突突突突突不间断扫过火星。
And Mars has not been swept by the continuous, uninterrupted high-energy charged particles from the sun.
把火星上的空气分子绝大部分都给带走了。
Remove most of the air molecules on Mars.
所以火星上它就没有什么空气。
Therefore, there is no air on Mars.
大气压力。
Atmospheric pressure
只有地球的1%。
Only 1% of the Earth's surface is covered by forests.
这就导致液态的水它就无法存在。
This results in the fact that liquid water cannot exist.
因为气压太低了啊。
Because the atmospheric pressure is too low.
水的沸点会大幅度降低。
The boiling point of water will be significantly reduced.
直接沸腾了。
Boiled directly.
然后气化了。
Then it vaporized.
然后再被太阳风吹走了。
Then it was blown away by the solar wind.
所以要想在火星生存啊。
So, in order to survive on Mars,
肯定要建立密闭的基地。
Definitely need to establish a closed base.
火星看起来红了吧唧的。
Mars looks red and bumpy.
因为火星上面有丰富的铁矿。
Because Mars has abundant iron ore.
还有各种硅酸盐的矿石。
There are also various silicates.
钛合金矿石也不少。
There are also a lot of titanium ore.
各类盐类含量也很丰富。
A wide variety of salt content.
火星上还有很多地下水冰，融化以后可以直接电解成为氧气和氢气。
There are many underground water resources on Mars that can be directly electrolyzed into oxygen and hydrogen after melting.
大气虽然稀薄点了。
The atmosphere is a bit thin.
但是含有大量的二氧化碳。
However, it still contains a large amount of carbon dioxide.
也就是说，如果在火星建设基地的话，
That is, if we build a base on Mars,
很多东西可以就地取材。
Many things can be made from recycled materials.
比直接在太空建立基地稍微靠谱一点。
A bit more reliable than training directly in a space training base.
而但是不多。
But not much.
因为这些矿石啊非常分散。
Because these minerals are very scattered.
而且品级都不高。
And the quality is not high.
选矿。
Mining.
矿碎。
Cracked.
碎矿。
Mine.
冶炼。
Smelting.
提纯都需要重型设备啊。
Purification requires heavy equipment.
动辄一个就几十吨。
Tens of tons at a time.
所以这些玩意儿都得从地球运过去。
So these things all have to be shipped from Earth.
依靠有机物质的产品。
Products made from organic matter.
比如说橡胶、塑料将长期无法在火星制造。
For example, rubber and plastics will be difficult to manufacture on Mars for a long time.
全部都要依赖地球运输。
All depend on transportation by land.
所以在火星建造基地呢
Therefore, building a base on Mars is,
除了因为火星自带点重力以外
Besides the fact that Mars has its own gravity,
比在太空直接建立基地也没好哪去
It's not as good as building a base directly in space.
在太空直接建立基地的话
If a base could be established directly in space,
虽然没有矿产
Although there are no minerals,
可以就地取材
use local resources,
但它离地球近啊
but it's close to Earth,
都从地球拉就得了啊
just pull it from Earth.
那么接下来咱们看一下运输吧
Okay, let's take a look at the transportation next.
根据马斯克自己的估算
according to Musk's own estimates,
如果想建立自给自足的火星殖民地
If you want to establish a self-sufficient Martian colony,
需要100万吨物资拉过去。100万吨啊
!1 million tons of supplies need to be transported. 1 million tons, right?
同志们
Comrades,
假设现在星舰已经能用了吧
Assuming the Starship is already operational,
可以随便发射了吧
It can be launched freely.
每次可以往火星投送100吨左右物质。
Each time, you can deliver about 100 tons of material to Mars.
那么100万吨需要发射多少次呢
?How many times would it take to launch 1 million tons?
1万次啊。
10,000 times.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
我们来算算。
Let's calculate.
总共要花多少钱啊
How much will it cost in total?
假设星舰助推器可以无限回收。
Assuming that the star-built propulsion system can be infinitely recycled.
而且可以无限次重复利用。
And it can be reused indefinitely.
那么它每次发射成本大约是燃料100万美元。
So, the cost of his fever each time is about $1 million in fuel. J.
为了把等耗材
thermometers, etc.
外加检修费用
including repair costs.
外加发射台的运维
in addition to the operation and maintenance of the launch site.
也再加地面团队
and ground team.
对，再加上发动机保养等等啊。
Plus engine maintenance and other things.
总共需要500万美元左右。
It will cost around $5 million in total.
而星舰飞船呢
And the starship.
啊，就上面那一嘎的，拉人拉货那段是无法回收的。
The place where people and goods are pulled up is not recoverable.
每次都需要造一个，一个的成本。
Each time you need to calculate the cost from scratch.
大约是$50 million.
Approximately $5 million.
再加上刚才那个发射成本$500万.
Plus the previously mentioned launch cost of $5 million.
一共就是$5,500万了。
The total amount is $5,050,000.
这可是一次发射呀。
This is a launch.
只发射了100吨物质啊。
Only launch 100 tons of material.
马斯克说可是要发100万吨物质啊。
Musk said that it needs to be sent 1 million tons of material.
那就得发10,000次。
Then you have to send it 1,000 times.
那是不是
Is it?
那发射10,000次需要多少钱呢？
How much does it cost to launch 1 million times?
5,500亿美元啊。
$550 billion.
这么算好像不是特别贵的样子啊。
So, it doesn't seem very expensive.
光马斯克一个人就能套得起了。
Elon Musk can definitely pull it off.
那咱们算算发射周期吧。
Okay, let's calculate the launch cycle.
刚才说了啊。
I just said that
火星公转大约2年一次
Mars orbits the sun approximately every 2 years
地球公转是1年一次
The Earth orbits the sun once a year
对吧
Right
我们往火星发射东西的时候
When we launch things to Mars
哦，得卡着2个星球
Two planets
我离得最近的时候发
When it's closest to you
不能太远的时候发
Don't send it too late
这又导致了每26个月才有一次发射窗口
This leads to a launch window occurring only every 26 months
而这个窗口仅仅维持20到30天
And this window only lasts for 20 to 30 days
如果在窗口外发射的话
If launched outside the window
燃料消耗量将大幅度增加
Fuel consumption will increase significantly.
可运送的物资量就会大幅度减少。
The amount of supplies that can be transported will also decrease significantly.
所以每2年顶多只有30天可以发射星舰。
Therefore, at most, Starship can be launched every 2 years.
咱们假设马斯克可以无限循环发射吧。
Let's assume that Musk can launch infinitely.
这30天每天发3个。
I will post 3 times every day for the next 30 days.
这够可以了吧
Is this enough?
每26个月就发射100次。
Launch 100 times every 26 months.
那么10,000次需要多少年呢
How many years would it take to do it once?
216年啊，同志们。
216 comrades.
马斯克当年宣称的可是2050年建成100万人口的火星殖民地啊。
Musk once claimed that he would establish a Martian colony with an additional 1 million people by 2050.
百万人口需要的物资可是比100万吨大得多了。
The supplies needed for 1 million people are much more than 1 million tons.
数字太大。
The numbers are too large.
那我都懒得算了。
I don't want to do it anymore.
这可是真天文数字。
This is a truly astronomical number.
而且就算物资都拉过去了。
And even if all the supplies are transported,
生态依然无法搭建，地球的自然界。
The ecosystem cannot replicate the natural world of Earth.
生态平衡是经过数十亿年物竞天择演化而成的。
Ecological balance is the result of tens of years of evolution where everything has its place.
而且地球规模大呀。
And the Earth is so big.
它有着很强的容错性和缓冲区间。
It has strong fault tolerance and buffer management.
而在一个如此之小的火星基地中
，In such a small Martian base,
搭建一个生态系统
，Build an ecosystem,
用小脚趾头都能想象出来。
It's something you can easily imagine with your little finger.
那是绝对不可能的事儿啊。
That's absolutely impossible.
而没有生态。
And without an ecosystem,
爱就意味着人类赖以生存的食物
means the food that humans rely on for survival.
水还有氧气随时可能突然断供
The water may suddenly lose oxygen at any time.
从而导致生态崩溃
This leads to ecological collapse.
里边所有的人集体 GG, 这个太危险了啊。
All the people inside are collectively doing this, which is too dangerous.
所以我视频开头就说了。
So, in the beginning of the video, I already said,
给我多少钱
How much is it?
我都不带去的。那咱们就算生态也能弄好。
If I don't take them, then we can still do well in terms of ecology.
好行了吧
Okay.
花了几千亿美元。
Spent billions of dollars.
然后把一堆人弄火星上去了。
Then a bunch of people were sent to Mars.
建了个基地。
Built a base.
给生态也搭建好了。
The ecosystem has also been established.
那我请问啊，咱们图什么呢
？So I'm asking, what are we doing here?
根据马斯克说。
According to Musk.
他是为了备份一份人类文明。
He is to back up a copy of human civilization.
如果地球灭绝了
，If the Earth is extinct,
人类的火种
，Humanity's spark,
我还能在火星重燃
，Still can be refueled on Mars.
这个听起来很高大上的样子啊。
This sounds very impressive.
但是人类灭绝可是极低概率的事件啊。
However, the extinction of humans is a very unlikely event.
现在科技这么发达。
Now that technology is so advanced.
多少年后的可能过来的小行星。
How many years later a little star will come into being?
咱们早就观测到了。
We have already observed it.
根据各家天文台的观测。
According to observations from various observatories,
直径一公里以上的小行星
，stars with a diameter of more than 1 kilometer，
100年之内是一个都没有。
100 years is not a single year。
目前已经观测出来的只有一个是大于一公里的小行星。
Currently, only one asteroid has been observed that is greater than 1 kilometer in size。
在800年之后，有几亿分之一的概率和地球碰撞。
In 800 years, there is a 1 in a billion chance of collision with Earth.
不是啊。
No, not at all.
就因为这么个东西，你就要跑火星上去啊
？Just because of something like this, you're going to Mars.
这是不是有点说不太通啊
？Does this sound a bit confusing?
地球上有那么多环境不太好的地方。
There are so many places on Earth with bad environments.
比如说沙漠呀。
For example, deserts and so on.
荒地呀。
Desert.
沼泽呀。
Swamps.
冰原啊，这些地方多好改造啊。
These places, the ice fields, are so good to be renovated.
有去火星那些功夫。
There are things to do on Mars.
那些个钱。
Those money.
你去改造
Bell and MiFi
改造这些地方不好吗
Would it be better to renovate these places?
这也是为人类谋福祉啊
This is also for the benefit of mankind
干嘛非要去改造火星去呢
Why bother going to Mars for modification? I'll
哎，马上啊
Hurry up
啊，你飞得太远了
You've flown too far
啊，等等你的同胞们吧啊
Wait for your fellow countrymen